Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunt, hey, we are going to be taking a look at the second half of March's astrological planetary alignments. We're going to see what's coming in for that second half of March, energetic-wise. We're going to hit a brief musical transition tune, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. So today we're going to be discussing the energetic feels that are coming in with the planetary alignment for the second half of March. Now, kicking it off the 16th, we have the Moon in Gemini trine Mars in Aquarius. So this is one of those days you really want to get out there, get physical with the energy, and really let your body get into those feel-good motions. So, you know, whether it be a nature walk, a little dance, whatever the case may be, enjoy it and have fun. Now, on the 17th, we have the Sun in Pisces conjuncted Neptune in Pisces. So the energy is going to be very compassionate, inspiring, intuition very high. And you're really going to be connecting with the spiritual sense, with the divine on this day. So this is really going to be amping up the intuition side. So pay mind of information that you're going to be receiving with downloads. Now on the same day, we have a moon event, which is going to be the first quarter moon in Gemini. And this first quarter moon is basically like a little checkpoint of where we're making adjustments, tweaking ideas, revising, looking over, and really stepping out of the big picture and seeing what we have going on. Now we also have the moon entering Cancer as well on that day. So you know, if you need to just relax, or you may need assistance or some type of aiding with help, you know, reach out and don't be shy, okay? Now, on the 18th, we're going to have the Moon in Cancer, sextile Uranus in Taurus. So this is a time where you want to really embrace your unique, authentic self and things that make you, you. Embrace all those nooks and crannies, you know, and really appreciate those things about yourself. Now, we're also going to be experiencing a waxing gibbous moon in the sign of Cancer as well. Now, on the 19th, we're going to have a major favorable transit, which is going to be the Sun entering the sign of Aries. So it's going to be really high in energy, especially with Aries season approaching. And it's really about motivating and pushing forward with forward movement and, you know, really embracing that energetic creativity and adventure. And it's really coming off as a wonderful energy, very positive and uplifting, very curious. Alright, now we also have a waxing gibbous moon in Cancer and the sign of Leo as well on that day. Now, later that evening, we're going to be experiencing the moon in Leo. So this is really going to be like working on something that intrigues you, whether it be a creative project, a hobby, anything that's really going to get you into a positive mood. And this is going to be like doing something that you really enjoy. Now, on the 20th, we are going to have the Moon in Leo square Jupiter in Taurus. So you might want to just take it easy on this day and just relax if, you know, as needed. Don't go too hard, too fast, okay? And on the 21st, we're going to have the Sun in Aries sextile Pluto in Aquarius. So different opportunities are going to be coming, knocking at the door for really embracing transformation and really opening oneself up to different perspectives and insights, which is going to take you on tons of adventures. Now, also on that day, we're going to be experiencing Venus in Pisces conjuncted Saturn in Pisces. So a lot of things coming up with relationships, connections, and different responsibilities are going to be coming in. It's kind of like you're looking at the pros and cons, you know, if it's worth your time and energy or if it is not. Now, on the 22nd, we have a major favorable transit, which is going to be Mars entering Pisces. And Mars is, you know, about moving, forward movement, an energy that's going to push you. And with Pisces, it's just kind of like tapping into the spiritual sense with your intuitive side and really putting that together to come up with something beautiful, whether it's personal growth or some type of project you may be working on. Excuse me, my allergies, my word. Now we also have the moon entering Virgo. So this is going to be all about productiveness and like putting down little stepping stones on the way to get to the bigger picture. And there's going to be a waxing gibbous moon in Virgo as well in that evening. Now on the 23rd, we have the moon in Virgo, Uranus and Taurus. So, you know, doors are coming open, keys are being given, there's going to be different adventures to take place, and it's really going to be easy to, you know, go onto a project and really embrace it, embark on it, and it could be something unfamiliar, untouched territory, but you really excel in these areas during this time. Now, on the 24th, we have Venus in Pisces, sextile Jupiter in Taurus. So there's going to be a lot of different things, especially whatever it is that you're loving to do, enjoying. This is going to be one of those days where you're going to be doing those things, but doing it in a more constructive manner. Now we also have the moon entering Libra. So a lot of attention is going to be based around connections, romances, business partnerships, whatever the case may be. And looking at those areas to see if there could be something that could be adjusted, improved, or, you know, move away from that type of connection. Now we also have a waxing gibbous moon in Virgo and Libra as well in that night. Now on the 25th, we have a Libra lunar eclipse. And this is like one of those times where it's really coming in the energy of relationships and others, different commitments and connections, and, you know, looking at different pros and cons and seeing if that is worth, again, taking on and continuing and pursuing, and really making, like, those connections, if they are at a good place, they get better, right? So it's going to be a real beautiful time. I'm going to provide you with guides for that as well today. So in the second episode of the podcast for today, since it is a double EP, you will find spring equinox tips checklist. You will find the lunar eclipse, and we also will be having a solar eclipse coming up here shortly that I will also prepare you for, and a Mercury retrograde in Aries coming up April 1st. So we're going to get you all prepared for that. Now on the 26th, we're going to have the moon in Libra opposite Mercury in Aries. So it's going to kind of be off-putting to put your energy onto one thing. Your mind's going to be on the adventurous side. So, you know, it's going to be a really nice little energy. Now we're also going to be having a winding gibbous moon in Libra as well on that evening. Now approaching the 27th, we have a couple different events. We have the moon entering Scorpio. So there's going to be a lot of different information, you know, that's going to be coming up, helping you find solutions to problems and resolutions. And with the moon in Scorpio, trine, Mars in Pisces, this is really going to give you some energy to give you a little bit more of a push to kind of keep moving forward and proceeding with getting things done. Now we also have a winding gibbous moon in Scorpio as well that evening. Now on the 28th, we have Venus in Pisces, sextile Uranus in Taurus. So there's going to be different developments happening, especially when it comes to improvements with different connections and kind of using that energy to become more, flexible in different areas of connections with how we're proceeding, how we're moving. And this is really going to be beneficial in the long run, so it's going to be enjoyable. Now, we also have the moon in Sagittarius, sextile Pluto in Aquarius. So there's going to be different opportunities coming up to kind of have you transform, but it's going to be very in a fast pace. So make sure you're delegating on what it is that you would like to pursue with. Okay? Do some introspection, see what we got going on, do a little check-in. Now we also have a winding gibbous moon in the signs of Scorpio and Sag. Now on the 30th, we have the moon in Sagittarius square Saturn in Pisces. So patience is key, especially when different roadblocks come up. Take a little time for yourself, take a break, take a breather, and just like go back to it when you're ready. Okay? Now on the 31st, which is going to be bringing us to the end here, we have the moon in Sagittarius trine Mercury in Aries. So again, here with communication is all about vocalizing and expressiveness, with your feelings, your emotions, whether you're conversing or learning some type of wisdom or taking some in somehow or giving it. All right. So it's all about, sharing is caring. You learn something from somebody learns something from you type of deal. Now that's what I have for you for the second half of I was about to say February. What are we going back in time? That's what I have for you for this second half of March's astrological planetary alignments. And it's really coming off of an energy of like a little pit stop. We're checking in, we're looking, we're peeking out things, we're seeing if this is going to help us grow, slow us down, roadblock us, and if it is so worth our energy time, because that is expensive. All right, so we're going to be ending this here. I will see you on the next episode where we'll have you some guides for the upcoming astrological planetary alignments and tips, crystals, ritual recommendations, and all that good jazzy stuff. So I will see you on the next one. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your ass next time.